Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans linebacker Will Compton makes his second appearance on this show. Will, good to see you, man. How are things?
Good to see you guys, man. Everything's good. Like I was just telling you, I'm over this Nashville weather.
Yeah.
But it's good to be on again.
Is this the hottest camp you've been in a part of? Because we think this is kind of, heat-wise, this has been mild for us.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been triple digits.
I feel soft saying yes, it's probably been the hottest camp. Richmond gets hot, you know, every now and then. I mean, it does get hot. There's humidity out there. But I've gotten lucky the last couple of years out there. So, yeah, this is definitely up there as one of the hotter. It's reminded me of, like, one of those training camps in Nebraska.
Whenever you were in Washington, was it dorm rooms and that kind of thing during camp?
No, they put us in the Omni. They put us in a nice little hotel.
Not bad.
Shuttle buses and stuff like that. They take care of us pretty good. But no dorm rooms. I see that stuff, and I'm glad I'm not at a place where we do that.
I don't think people down here appreciate how hot it gets in the summer in Nebraska. There's no humidity like there is here, but, I mean, it's over 100 degrees most days in August.
Oh, no.
Up there for camp.
No question. And in college, you know, those schools that, you know, have a lot of money. I mean, you're playing on turf fields all the time. So you're out there on the turf, and it's like north of 110 on the turf. So it's just brutal.
What was practice like today with the Bucks?
It was good, man. You know, it's nice having another team out here, getting to see new things, new concepts. You know, it's a big test on, you know, being in the details. Because, again, you haven't game planned at all. These guys coming in, you're seeing everything for the first time compared to, you know, when you're in a game week. You're watching film before you even go out there on them and stuff like that. And even a preseason game, you might glance at film on them before a preseason game. But, yeah, it's good to have these guys out here and, you know, test all your skills and everything on the fly.
Did they let you guys tackle today?
No.
Maybe it was the very end of practice. I saw a live tackle going on.
They might the guys might have fell and stuff, but they're big on, you know, staying up, thud, and things like that. But stay off the ground, stay on your feet, no fighting. They're big in. They were preaching that hardcore before we started.
For a guy that uses leverage to his advantage, how difficult is it trying to retrain yourself on this helmet rule that's going around the league? How many questions have you asked about it? First preseason game, for instance, did you go up to the officials at all and discuss it?
No, honestly, like I'm gonna play the same until like something happens. Because, for instance, an example on Spillane, he had a Tampa coverage drop, and he had a penalty on his, which I didn't know that would have been called, and literally it was because he sort of lowered his head.
Yep.
But I don't see how else you make that tackle unless you just try to dive lower. But I feel like his targeting was good, the area he was doing. So it's just hard. There's gray area. The preseason, they're gonna be on it a lot. I feel like the way I usually tackle, I'm a lower tackler, so I haven't had any instances. The hard parts will be some of these examples. Like, I get it. Some guys do launch themselves and try to break up a pass. But a lot of where this rule will come into effect and it'll kind of, you know, hurt a little bit is you're taught when you're making more of a midline strike and guys are catching the ball to try to get your head and stuff on the ball. Not up high, but you're like wanting to strike to try to jar the ball loose. So what it's going to change as a defender when you got to be mindful of this now is you're going to start seeing guys probably get more sideways, I would guess, unless you just stand there, allow them to catch and kind of truck you a little bit.
Like a rugby tackle almost.
Right, kind of like you're just catching with your chest. But if you're trying to get the ball out, like you're wanting, not that you're trying to be in a linear dangerous position, but you're trying to get in position. Because sometimes, maybe as a defender, you're like, oh, crap, I kind of had a misstep here. And the way to make up for it is a good angle at attacking the ball. So that's where it's going to be hard. You might see guys get a little more sideways. Like, why is he doing that? Like, you're going to have to start leaning more with your shoulder and arm trying to hit sideways on a tackle. Because I don't see, they're going to start calling things where even if it's just the shoulder, just because your head's sort of involved. So that's where I think where it's going to be difficult.
Also, if you have to allow yourself to basically get trucked with that positioning you were talking about, you're giving up 3 or 4 extra yards, and that's not something that anyone wants to do.
Right, for sure. And, you know, when you're watching film, you're just not going to like the way you're trying to make this play.
Is there an adjustment? Let's say that you get into a game, and because you tackle low, it may not apply to you as much as other players, but if you get flagged for something like this, do you have a plan in mind, okay, now I have to play it this way? Even if you go into it originally saying, I'm just going to play my game and see what happens, is there a contingency plan for you?
Yeah, I think you just got to learn about what happens, what you see out there. Like Spillane, seeing Spillane make that play, like I'm already thinking in my head, okay, when I go in for a play like that, here's how I'm going to have to try to, you know, torque my body around and try to do it differently. So you just got to kind of learn on the fly and see the mistakes that these guys are making, quote unquote, when they're getting flagged, and try to adjust your game that way.
Will Compton is our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. Let's have a little fun here, because you are one of the best follows on Twitter on this Titans team.
Thank you.
And you've been that way since you're I don't know when you joined Twitter, but whenever you joined Twitter, I'm sure you were this good. We're just now noticing. But you tweeted out recently, right before camp, that one of the greatest Twitter burns you ever took was a guy who, like, made fun of your teeth. Like you had meth mouth or something.
Yes.
And that stuck with you. And so you called that guy back out whenever you had your teeth fixed this offseason.
Yes, yes.
How great did that make you feel?
Oh, it was beautiful. And I got to give my buddy Nick Hallett, he's a buddy back home, credit for help keep that photo all this time, because he took it, because he would, like, you know.
So he took a screenshot
right,
of the tweet.
Back in when the Nebraska was playing, he saw the tweet, took a screenshot, so it saved it for me for after the game and gave it to me after the game. Like, yo, Will, put it in the group chat. We're all dying laughing, like, because I didn't wear a mouthpiece back then. And the guy just roasted me. And very, you know, touche on his part, he got me. But 8 years later, I'm back. Like, I don't forget.
I so, like how he's like, good point. I agree.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah. But I kept that under the wing, under the radar. And once I got my teeth fixed, we had to go all in and, like, listen, I know it's been 8 years, but welcome to the jungle. Jokes on you.
How much did it cost? You mind saying?
About $13,000.
Ooh, but worth it though. I can tell.
So worth it.
That, like, tweet was worth $13,000.
Oh, no question. No question. I couldn't. It's been the best investment I've made so far with this, with my smile and everything like that. I was nervous at first. I got 8 of them for like 13, and so that was a little pricey. But
so 8 teeth, $13,000.
8 teeth, $13,000. And he tried telling me it was a deal, but listen, like,
I got into the wrong profession.
We all get, like, you know, okay, you got me, but I'll still do it.
No, that's great. How crazy are people in Nebraska going over Scott Frost right now?
Oh my goodness, it's insane what's going on. They're living in a delusional world out in Nebraska, but I love it. I'm part of the delusion. Like, they had a bad year last year. Everybody's
mad. They're 4-8.
The minute you save the whole season by hiring Scott Frost, like, I don't even know what our record was last year. As far as I'm concerned, we're national champions because of UCF. And Nebraska's hanging on to that. And it's a big party right now. You mentioned it earlier. I think you said this past week they had 84,000 for a fall.
Yeah, I was reading
scrimmage.
A story where they were going to have, either it's already happened or they're expecting more than 80,000.
I know the spring game they were sold out. Yeah. I know the spring game they were sold out. I was there. It's just, it's nuts, man. Nebraska fans are absolutely crazy. And you love playing there because it's all there is. It's Nebraska football.
For people who didn't read my fine piece about coaches wearing jackets at practice, you're intending to be a coach. And you told me you're going to wear something entirely different as a coach. Could you give people that rundown?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm going to wear, but I was telling you I like to wear like TV and movie shirts. Like, I like, you know, some White Man Can't Jump every now and then, some Wolf shirts from Walmart, getting a 3-for-15 deal. I'm big into that. And I'm big into just, like, kind of dressing to give myself energy and have fun.
And the message to your players?
What's up?
The message to your players?
Yeah, yeah. And as long as, like, if I'm walking, like, for instance, like, I have this American flag wolf shirt and everybody's complimenting me in the hallway on it, it just gives me a little extra juice. And if guys around me are having fun because, you know, comp's being ridiculous, like wearing these Walmart wolf shirts, and it gives a little bit of energy, like, you know.
Can you describe the wolf shirt that you're talking about? Is it just a picture of a wolf?
Is he howling? Is he on the prowl?
It's different tone blue, like a navy blue, this huge wavy red American flag. And this wolf just in front of it, just looking majestic and phenomenal, like just the American dream. And it's a little a little oversized, like, you know, a Walmart shirt, a little oversized, baggy on me. I'm in the middle of camp, just switching out wolf shirts. I got another one where a moon's in the background. It just depends, NWO, Wolf Pack, all that stuff. I'm all in.
Well, didn't your linebacking core in Washington have a nickname like that? Wolfpack?
Wolfpack, or? Yeah. I bring it along wherever I'm at.
Okay, so
I bring
it's
along
here.
Wherever I'm at. Yeah, it's here. Here. It's here.
Are
it's
guys
here
accepting it, or are you having
yeah,
to force
I got,
it?
Yeah, I got these wolf shirts. I got to get them made in white because they're going to look better under our pads because I haven't been wearing it recently because I have a black one. That's when we were in Washington. And it's got this sweet wolf shirt. I can't really say the words it has.
Okay.
But the words is like B-A...
Bleep,
you know,
bleep,
bleep, bleep, wolf. It's written like that.
Can and we get
the,
one of those shirts?
In the background of the letters.
We can sell those.
So in the background of the letters is like this mean-looking wolf. It's a pretty bad,
bad bleep shirt.
Bad bleep shirt.
into the wolf shirt.
I want to see this now. How great was the linebacking court in Nebraska with you and Levante David?
There he is right there, my man, Boogie. He was my boy in Nebraska. Nebraska was a lot of fun, man. I learned a lot in Nebraska. Coach Bo Pelini, he's a wizard on defense, really set me up to, you know, be successful in the NFL thus far. And, it was a lot of fun, man. We had me, Levante, we had several guys, Ndamukong Suh, Alfonso Denard. We had a bunch of cats, man. We had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun chatting with you, man. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Good to see you, man.
Hey,
think of us when you do the wolf shirts.
Okay.
Wolf shirts are flying off the shelves at Walmart right now.
Yeah, after that interview.
The parking lots are packed.
Waiting for the release of the new wolf shirt at Walmart.
Will Compton has been our guest here on the Midday 180.